Let's hear now about one of those 19 Granite Mountain hotshot firefighters who lost their lives. Kevin Wojak was from Seal Beach, California. Just 21 years old, in becoming a firefighter, he was following in his father's footsteps. Aaron Schrank has that story.
At Cerritos Fire Station, southeast of Los Angeles, a mostly middle-aged crew cooks dinner in silence as the evening news trumpets a familiar name. To these men, Kevin Wojak is not just a fellow firefighter, but truly one of their own. This is one of the fire stations Wojak grew up in, where he learned to pull a hose and put up a ladder. Scott Miller was post advisor in the Fire Explorers training program that brought Kevin to the station each week.
At age 15 and a half, 16, he joined the post and was right away a leader and a motivator for the guys.
Kevin's dad, Joe Wojak, is a fire captain in Los Angeles County. He's stationed just up the road. Scott Miller has worked shoulder to shoulder with Joe over the years and says all the area firefighters are thinking about him.
You want to be the one to go off in your career and in your sunset and watch your son come in your footsteps. And with it being Joe's son, I can't even imagine his having to deal with this and put his son to rest is the toughest part for me.
10 miles south in Kevin's hometown of Seal Beach, more than 100 are gathered at the pier, lighting candles and swapping their best Kevin stories. It's nothing official, just a get-together for people that care about Kevin. Classmates, fellow firefighters, dance partners, and fishing buddies. Among them is Kevin's 16-year-old sister, Maddie. She recalls her brother's signature style, a cowboy hat and leather boots to match.
It just breaks my heart because he's never going to get to wear those cowboy boots again, those stupid cowboy boots. And he's never going to get to chase me around the house and try to lasso me again. He got me a lot.
She calls Kevin and her 19-year-old brother Bobby the two musketeers. It's clear from the look on Bobby's face that he's lost more than a brother. Kevin was his best friend.
Me and Kevin did everything together. And I wish that I could have spent his last moments with him, you know? That was the only regret I have, you know, is just letting him go alone.
Kevin Wojak had been working with the hotshot crew in Arizona since April. Before that, he worked as an EMT and attended the Firefighter Training Academy.
His goal was to be a firefighter. In fact, it was his only goal.
Kevin's high school cross-country coach, Nathan Howard, says all of Kevin's other activities didn't compare.
So school was a means to an end in order to become a firefighter, and he made it happen.
Fireman is the first word Kevin's friends and teachers used to describe him. Sure, they also mention his enthusiasm for the outdoors and his square dancing skills. But fireman, they say, is the label that he was most proud of. Kevin's longtime friend, Brandon Kloss, knows just how much Kevin's dangerous career meant to him.
Finally got to do what he wanted to do. It's just, I wish, you know, he could do it for longer.
The sun sets on their impromptu vigil, and clusters of people from different parts of Kevin's life form a massive circle and join hands.
All right, everyone, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And if you don't know it, just please bear with us.
Justin Castanon, Kevin's best friend since age 9, leads the group.
All right. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
There's no bagpipes or motorcades, no music, not even many parents in sight. Just a group of young people here to say goodbye to their friend. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schrank.